All right, this is Dr. Chris's Radio of Horror, and Skewed and Reviewed, and we're talking with...
I'm Andy. I'm the Senior Marketing Manager at Scarlet Games.
Sweet, and we are talking about AFKI 30.
So AFK Journey is the direct sequel to AFK Arena, which was a mobile-only fantasy RPG. So the sequel expands on the previous game in basically every way. I guess first and foremost, it's not just a mobile game anymore. It's going to be on PC as well, and it's cross-platform between PC and mobile. So you can take your progression with you, no matter where you're playing. We've really, upped the ante on the production values for the game. So the art style, which we call this canvas art style, really pops whether you're on mobile or on PC. The first game was more session based, auto battle or auto chess RPG. This one is much more of like has a big explorable world, a deeper storyline to engage with, along with other ways to play. So there's a PvP mode, roguelite mode, lots of different things to engage with.
And you guys were, I guess, the first game is insanely popular. That the fans demanded you make a PC.
The team really wants to expand the PC market and saw the opportunity there. Kind of pulled out all the stops for the PC version. So you'll notice, if you play the PC version, you don't lose any sort of fidelity between the mobile and the PC version. It's a full widescreen mode, so you go from vertical to horizontal, and it looks great. We added full voice acting for the sequel. Yeah, it's kind of teaching you the mechanics here of how to engage the battle system. But at its core, you're assembling your team of heroes, and ahead of battle, you kind of strategize. You put your characters on the field based on their strengths and weaknesses. So you got your first battle under your belt. So the setup for the story is you play as you do your character creator at the beginning of the game, and then you play as the magician Merlin, and you kind of get swept up in this story to try and figure out what's going on in this world of Hesperia.
Is that who this character is?
I think that's who. Yeah, I think you might have skipped the character creator, but yeah. So this is kind of like we call it the Fatui, like the first time user experience. So you're starting to learn how to navigate the world, what you can engage with, talk to different characters, NPCs, and the world expands up, beyond this once you go through like the very beginning of the game.
You're going around town just putting out people's fires.
Yeah, it's kind of teaching you how to interact with the world.
How much does the game cost?
The game's free to play.
So how do you guys make your money?
So it uses gacha mechanics, microtransactions. You can play through the core of the game, without opening your wallet. Some people want to, maybe roll for more rare characters or use the premium currency in different ways to level up or gain access to to certain things faster than if you were just playing without doing that. So, but you'll earn. There's ways to earn the premium currencies just through direct gameplay too.
How long does the mobile game?
You can spend hundreds of, if not thousands of hours.
Oh, wow.
I have friends that played AFK Arena, and they're like, well, I already have like 2,000 hours in this, so why am I going to move over? It's like, well, you can engage with that the same, you know, just as deeply if you want to. So there's a really long tail to like the end game content.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I'll be right back in 1 second.